A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news video, AEW's backstage environment has been described as chaotic in a new report.
AEW are set to unveil and hand out two new belts at Double or Nothing.
And William Regal has said he is a better wrestler than ever before, but there's a catch.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right. AEW-centric video to start you off today. We will have a second video later on today talking about a bunch of WWE stuff.
So all the crap that's going on in WWE, yeah. But first, all the crap that's going on in AEW.
All of the crap, all of the time, what culture wrestling. Anyway.
That's the tagline, baby.
Don't know if we could really market that, but we're going to try. We're going to kick things off with a report here from the Voices of Wrestling flagship podcast.
One of the best podcasts out there. That's not ours.
There we go.
Put a donk on it then?
Donk on it. If we had a drinking game, that would probably... Would that be take a drink or just finish your drink?
Yeah, I think finish your drink and just go home.
Yeah, you'd probably be quite goosed if you did that one. But, right, okay, so there's a report here. And it's part of a wider report on a number of things. They issued an update last night, a big news update covering a bunch of different topics. One of them was the backstage atmosphere in AEW. Now, this follows on from Fightful Select's recent reporting on the MJF situation, stating that MJF's a bit frustrated with his contract situation. He feels he is underpaid. He feels he is undervalued. Came into the company in 2019. Since then, a bunch of people who are on higher money have come in. MJF wants to be paid on that level. We know that story. We've covered it a lot. But this kind of follows up on it. And it suggests one of the flagship's sources claims that MJF isn't the only person frustrated in the AEW locker room at the moment. The atmosphere there has been described as chaotic and suffering from a lack of structure. Now, concerns behind the scenes in the company include match finishes and angles not being made known until just before shows begin, as well as redundant finishes and angles that then lead to more finishes, matches and angles. This has caused frustration, with one of the flagship sources commenting, direct quote here, every single one of us is pulling our hair out. So it's noted here as well that AEW's backstage chaos is not believed to be on the same level as WWE's, with Vince McMahon's propensity to rewrite entire episodes of Raw.
AEW could never.
Yeah. Vince McMahon, you know, it's like a near weekly occurrence, right?
Yes.
Like big parts of Raw getting rewritten for various parts, sometimes even during the show on the fly. Nonetheless.
It's like that bit of Family Guy, Meg. Hey, AEW, did you get less chaotic?
But nonetheless, despite that final point there, it does sound like Tony Khan has some problems to solve.
Yes.
I will say that I'm not wholly surprised by this.
No.
This is an extremely common thing in new companies as they get bigger. Like, processes that worked before when you had a smaller group of people no longer work, and it's harder to keep everything organized and whatever. It's no longer a startup, is it?
No, exactly. I think you're right. It's growing pains for AEW, without a question. I think also it's one of those things where we all kind of accept that AEW goes a little bit off the rails after a big pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's a very slow burn, slow build to the next one. It's seemingly kicking into gear now with Double or Nothing at the end of this month. But I can understand where they're coming from. The amount of times I've come in on a Thursday morning and chatted to yourself and the Dadley boys and said, what do you think about Dynamite? And the usual report, it's been getting better recently, but previous weeks you've been saying, like, ugh, aggressively mid, like really good stuff, and then just a load of stuff all over the place. Like, right now, and I know this isn't directly on Dynamite, but right now, what the hell's going on with the TNT Championship? Who am I meant to cheer for? I hate everyone involved in this storyline.
It's one of my least favourite storylines in a while. And,
yeah, you know, there's some you can always cherish pick some great stuff, obviously, with AEW, usually involving MJF. Yeah. Hey, the man. But I can understand that if I was backstage in that place, like, it's been so bonkers that, like, if you even just chart from the beginning of this year,
yeah,
of like, right, okay, let's look at this roster. We've got all these new people that have started. We're still picking up your Jeff Hardys and your, you know, whoever else may be leaving WWE. I mean, there's a shedload of new people that.
You got two jokers to
sign Dakota Kai, yeah. You know, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, and then you've got Ring of Honor and the New Japan stuff and. Like, this is the thing we worried about with Tony Khan being, you know, involved in everything. I think the main stress that people, onlookers had is he going to stretch himself too thin? And maybe that's the case of the worries backstage.
Yeah, it could be. I mean,
it's not the end of the world. It's just maybe righting the ship a little
bit. Yeah, I think, like, loads of people, like, there are folk out there who will get, like, a sniff of backstage discontent and immediately conflate it as some kind of grand disaster. To me, it just sounds like a consequence of a growing company. It's clearly a problem that they need to solve if people are frustrated and pulling their hair out, as has been quoted here from the flagship. It's clearly something that needs to be solved, but these things do happen with growing companies, and you would hope that at least the leadership would have the awareness to go, hey, okay, this needs to be organized a little bit better. I will say as well, Flagship Wrestling Podcast, excellent sources, so no reason to doubt this report whatsoever.
Plus, it's understandable. What was the word you used? Chaotic. It's understandable that it is chaotic if there's a wizard walking about backstage.
They've got a wizard, they've got a guy putting curses on people. Yeah, they got all kinds of things. Just,
no chips.
Yeah,
Hook's got all them.
It's madness.
That is chaos. That'd be chaos in the what culture if someone ate all our crisps.
Yeah, if you eat my crisps, I will kill you.
That's but one thing that they need to do is not change anything right now. Just keep the course as it is. Don't add anything new to AEW, and things should get better. Anyway, AEW are going to add some new... No, I'm joking, of course. They are bringing new belts.
WWE Wilborn over here.
This is from the Flagship Wrestling Podcast. That sounds like a good podcast.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. Great podcast, as we mentioned. But they have revealed that AEW are going to be bringing in two new belts at the Double or Nothing pay-per-view. And surprise, surprise, they will be rewarded to the winners of the Owen Hart Foundation tournament, men's and women's, of course. They are going to be in line with the tournament's namesake, taking on a pink and black colour scheme. That gets me very excited. This obviously coming on the heels of the news from Dave Meltzer regarding Tony Khan's creating trios titles. They have been made, and he teased then that he's got more straps coming.
Yeah.
No word as of yet on when those trios titles are going to be brought in or how they're going to be brought in fact, but it makes sense that they would have some sort of reward for the Owen Hart Cup winners.
Yeah, like, the Trios titles are inevitable. They've been inevitable for like 2 years.
I'm astonished WWE hasn't just hot-shotted some Trios titles to piss everyone
100%. Like, we did it first, and then you get all these little guys going, hey, AEW, you're copying them. It'd be weird. I'm all in favour of the Owen winners getting some kind of trophy or prize or whatever, because then when they come down the ring every week, it's an instant reminder, there's Adam Cole. Oh, he won the tournament. Cool, I remember that because I've seen the thing, and I don't need someone going, remember, he won the... it's a visual cue.
They don't need to defend it either.
Yeah, it doesn't... That I would be astonished if these were like regular titles that they defended on TV. I think that AEW doesn't necessarily need more belts beyond the Trios division, which I'm really looking forward to. I think that this is a good idea, and it'll be a nice little prize. Pink and black belts will look really cool as well. So, hey, there you go.
I'm really excited to see what these look like.
Me.
No idea who's going to win this tournament, especially with two Dead Joker babies coming in tonight.
We got four matches or something?
Big show tonight.
Yeah, crazy. A bunch of tournament matches. Hey, more singles matches. I'm all for that.
Shock horror, a stacked dynamite.
Here's hoping it's good. Anyway.
Oh, the piggy's getting lashed. It's going to be good.
Piggy, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your lashes just hypnotize me.
Very good.
No, it wasn't good.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right, our final story of this AEW video revolves around an interview that William Regal has done with Alistair McGeorge of Metro. William Regal's never wrestling again, guys. That's the gist of this, right? But he's got some interesting stuff in here. He was asked outright if he would ever wrestle again. He says, no, my last match was against Cesaro. And he talks about the neck injuries, the neck issues that he's been suffering through for the past 20 or so years. That match against Cesaro was on the, I believe it was Christmas Day 2013 episode of NXT. And it's sensational stuff. If you've never seen it before, you should see it. It's a strong recommendation.
Yeah.
I was going to say a hard recommendation.
You're going to say a humdinger.
It's a real humdinger.
It is a humdinger.
Absolutely. It's a banger of a match. But he goes on a little bit, Regal says, he accomplished everything he wanted to do. He had a great career. Everything beyond leaving Blackpool, England was a bonus to him. But the most interesting quote to me comes here, and I'll read it to you. He says, I can still get in the ring now and wrestle just as good as I ever did. In fact, people are like, you want to slow down a bit, Bill. The actual quote is, you want to stop a bit. Training, I can get in there and do that. I still train. I do all my squats and push-ups that I never thought I'd be able to do. But I look like a 54-year-old. I don't want the memories of me. I can still wrestle just as good as I used to. In fact, better, because I've got full circulation now after God knows how many years. So I love this because it's a guy who's aware of the passage of time. He understands that if he does come back into the ring, it could sully memories of the performer he used to be. Always in pro wrestling, right? Retirement is a flexible word often, but I believe it from William Regal.
He still throws a mean right hand.
Yeah, he does. He sent Jericho to the Shadow Realm last week, didn't
sweet
he?
Jesus. But yes, look, I've got a lot of time for this. I respect William Regal. I'm a huge fan of his. I love just listening to him talk, to be honest. He could read the bloody phone book for me. But, a few others could probably learn from the fact that you can just step away and leave your legacy as it is. And despite the fact that you can still go, you should do. And, yeah, why would he have to fight? He's got the Blackpool Combat Club behind him.
Yeah, exactly. He's got all them young, violent boys. It's great.
Still a tiny bit of me, though. A complete hypocrite. It's like, one more.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've always got, like, the fan in you always has the urge to see people do it one more time, but then you're like, the Ric Flair thing, I don't need to see that, but I'll probably watch it as a car crash type deal, so long as no one gets hurt, obviously.
Indeed.
But yeah, good for William Regal. I like this a lot.
Yeah, a lot of love for that guy. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE. Of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Phil Hughes, who says, of the 4 superstars from the Women's Revolution, Becky, Sasha, Bayley, and Charlotte, who do you think has improved the most from their NXT days?
Oh,
great question,
wow,
that, Phil.
This is a tremendous question. It's a tough one because I think, like, in particular, Charlotte came in with, like, I'm not too familiar with her background pre-WWE. Did she wrestle a little bit? I'm not sure. But she's more of, like, a ground-up prospect than the others because they all had experience before. Becky had a long sabbatical from wrestling, but Sasha was on the indies, Bayley was on the indies. Becky's probably, I think, the most experienced of them all. And those more experienced trio, Becky, Bayley, and Sasha, were all tremendous. Excellent in NXT, obviously. Not to say that Charlotte wasn't, but I think when you go back and look at the performances, certainly the bodies of work of those three are a little more impressive. Maybe not Becky, actually, because she didn't have as many big matches, but I don't think that was down to her skill.
She gave it a crap gimmick, that's why.
Yeah. Either way, I think probably Charlotte, to
that's
be honest.
That's a fair shout.
And because, not because I necessarily think that she's, like, the best wrestler of the four or anything like that, but it feels like she had the lowest level to come from to reach a higher one, if that makes sense. Like, she came in and she wasn't as immediately as impressive between the ropes as the other three since hitting the main roster. And yet, for a period on the main roster, for a few years, you know, she's certainly had her down periods, don't get me wrong, Charlotte. She's had some matches that have underwhelmed. But, like, up until about 2019, it felt like she was having everyone's best match.
I was going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, it, not necessarily the case anymore, but there you go. I said this yesterday. I think Sasha Banks is the best women's wrestler in WWE history. Becky Lynch circa 2018, 2019 might be the most over and the best character. And Bayley, like her reinvention from the babyface stuff, which main roster didn't work for various reasons, not her fault. But her reinvention and stuff last year, the pandemic, you know, was just phenomenal as well. So big fan of all four. I've given you a really long-winded answer. I'm going with Charlotte.
I think all four of them are some of the best female wrestlers in the world, without question. As someone who didn't really watch NXT back in the day and subsequently gone back, I can't pick Bayley and Sasha because they were just sensational for me, having not seen them on the indies or anything like that, straight out of the gate. I think between Becky and Charlotte, I'm inclined to go a little bit more for Becky. I agree in-ring in terms of Charlotte, but I think Becky going from diddly D to the main event of WrestleMania. Without her, I know it had Ronda, and I know they probably already planned Ronda and Charlotte, and it was always in the, you know.
Yeah.
But without her, I don't think you've been able to sell a women's main event as easily as they did at WrestleMania 35.
She's like one of the biggest organic stars they've created in a largely starless era. And personally, I'm not too into the big time Beck stuff myself. I've not really enjoyed this run. If you have, that's cool. We just disagree. It's fine. But I think they will capture that magic again when she turns babyface to face Ronda next year. I think that's going to be great.
Yes. Second question today comes from Jake regarding tonight's Dynamite. Says, would you have Wardlow, aka Piggy, sell the lashes as painful to build up fans wanting him to get his revenge on MJF? Or would you have him no sell the lashes to build up how dang tough he is to get under MJF's skin that much more so? This is a debate that's raging in the What Culture office right now.
Combination of the two. I would have him try to no sell them to start off. I would have him try to stand there and be like, I'm invincible. You can't beat me. Build him up as like an invincible force. But then I would do something. Set it on fire. Yeah, why not? So the Cody lashes had an escalation in the Wardlow lash one, and he's massive and strong. I would have a similar escalation in this, and then Wardlow sells them. I think you've spent enough time building him up as this invincible force who can kill 70 guys at once.
Yes.
You've done that for like 8 weeks. It's been great. It's over. It's awesome. I love it. It's one of the best things in wrestling at the moment. But let's build some sympathy for the guy as well.
I don't care who you are. Getting lashed with a bell sucks.
Yes.
Like, you have to eventually sell it. I agree. Don't sell it initially. I do like the idea. I can't remember if it was you or one of the Dudleys who came up with the escalation being giving Sean Spears a go.
Those guys.
And Wardlow just is like, door open. Yeah.
What are you doing, you little dweeb? Go
but away. Yes, I'm very, very... I love that. I'm going to go back and watch the Cody segment again today just to get me in the mood for it.
So
and just want to say, Maxwell, give him one for me. Final question today comes from Gutierrez from Costa Rica.
Hello from Costa Rica.
It is your wedding day. What do you choose? MJF doing the toast? Caster singing at the party? Or, in charge of the food, Boogeyman? Remember, all three of them hate you. This is obviously directed at you because MJF would do the toast.
He would never do that to you. Well, Boogeyman would probably... There's a good chance that Boogeyman doing the catering would kill someone.
Well, people are thinking like, oh, he's going to put loads of worms in. That man loves crisps.
Yeah.
That boy loved a crisp.
He does love a crisp.
So
I would take a crisp buffet at my wedding.
Can you imagine? A crisp platter.
Yeah. Like, just, that's all you're getting.
But if we're saying he's doing, let's say he's doing worms.
All right. So, no, not that, because it affects too many people. What was the one between MJ?
Max Caster. I think this is the choice. Max Caster singing at the party.
He's going to say something dumb, and it's going to offend people.
Elderly relatives going to say something, aren't they?
Like various grandmothers are going to go, no, thank you, sir. And some of his more on the edge rhymes. So with that in mind, I'm going for MJF because the only person he can possibly embarrass is me. So there you go. It's one person.
That you are taking your life in your hands, MJF.
I'm taking the L. There you go.
Either way, I'd love to have all three of them at my wedding.
No, you wouldn't.
I don't say why. I've already had my wedding. When we renew the vows, they can come. There we go.
If you could invite any wrestler to your wedding, who would it be?
Scotty Too High.
Scotty Too High.
Okay. That's the worm is made for the wedding after the like, after wedding dance, wasn't it?
Very good.
Let us know. Who you?
Baron Corbin, because he could serve up some nice steaks.
Good shout. Okay. Let's move on to today's and finally, unsurprisingly, it comes from Matt Cardona again.
Oh, no.
Killing the game on social media, tweeting, if I could go back in time, the night I was pushed off the stage in a wheelchair on Raw, I should have walked into Johnny Ace's office, placed my neck brace on the table, and walked out because I wasn't being respected enough as internet champion. He just wins the internet, doesn't he?
I think he should have read the room with this one.
Yeah.
Maybe don't trivialise the Sasha and Naomi. I don't think that was his intention, but that's kind of I don't like this tweet.
Yeah.
I don't like this tweet.
It's one of those where I hope that Sasha and Naomi knows this is just like, let's try and make light of an awful situation. But, well, regardless, in terms of what's going on with Sasha and Naomi, we should probably talk about that.
We will.
And we will this afternoon. There's going to be an afternoon coming your way later on today. But for now, let us know your thoughts on everything we've discussed. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, we're going to be reviewing NXT 2.0. Looking ahead to AEW Dynamite with Piggy's Lashes a little bit later on today. Plus, you can let you know your thoughts and Twitter questions. I really hope you'll never meet Wardlow. He's going to kill me, isn't
literally
he?
Literally on the payroll.
At What Culture WWE on Twitter. You can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray
at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Heffalump.
Does indeed. You can follow me at Adam Wilwell. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, as I said. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back this afternoon with more news, and we will see you soon.
What is a Heffalump? Is that like, is that that thing from Sesame Street?
No, maybe.
That's the Snuffleupagus.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.